Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, and how's everybody doing tonight? This is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge the Hodge Podcast Radio, and as always, Wednesday night at 11 o'clock, it's time for the Attic to get started. Again, it's a family affair. Every time I play that opening mix, it takes me back to the days when I called myself being a little DJ. And I had my baby bro would always travel around with me, and he hooked my sound system up for me. So when I hear that sloppy mix at the beginning of the show, I'll be like, okay, I still don't have no radio skills. But I meant no mixing skills. He meant no mixing skills. Hey, listen up. Tonight's show, very, again, controversial, current, what you like. But again, this is just how we get down when we get together and do what we do. So, as I start to, again, I got all my brothers and sisters with me tonight. So, we're going to go out first, bro. Messenger, how you doing today?
Hey, I am fantastic.
So,
and
everything
I'll
is all right
for the night. Everything is always all right.
So, wait a minute now. Everybody can't serve me tonight, all right? Everybody can't. Well, that's baby sister already got a lock on that. He said, that's all I got to say about that.
Hey.
Yeah, no, baby,
I like
sister already
like.
Got. Okay.
I like what she like.
Okay. Watch this. Let me reach down here. Hey, baby bro, what's happening? What's going on, baby bro?
Hey, I'm all right. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, like how my day went, but if you talk to me, you probably can hear it in my voice. I ain't got to explain shit.
But I need you to. But I ain't seen you in a minute. Go ahead and break. How was your day, man?
I know you ain't seen me in that what? What almost
see, just
a year?
We got to, we just gotta go with today. I ain't seen you today. Let's go with that, man.
I know. I'm
going
just,
no,
I
we
ain't know,
going
but
no
I
deeper than that.
You, I talked to you earlier today. If you remember?
Yeah. Because we had talked about that.
It's
we had talked about that thing, right?
There you go.
No, I don't remember talking to you today, man. But anyway, I'm glad we did.
Well, actually, what I mean by is that meeting last night that ran over in the 12. So you consider that, I consider that talking.
Okay.
But that's all right. If you didn't, I just try to cherish, you know, every moment I have with the people I love. But since you feel like that didn't mean shit to you, by all means, you go ahead, brush it off.
Oh, man. I'm just saying, I was up late last night, had some other work I was working on, that's all. But you
know,
I always tell
you. Before you started doing that work, you was talking to us.
Yes, sir.
And that's why you had to leave. But that meant nothing.
Oh, man,
to you,
listen.
I guess, huh?
You know what? You're right, man. We sure did have a production meeting last night. But again, from that point, man, I've been. Anyway, it was beautiful talking to you, brother. And you know, I always appreciate that, man.
I know.
I got a new caller. Go ahead, bro.
Short attention span. No, I'm saying, I know what you're saying. Short attention span.
I'm going to cut your mic off now. Here we go.
Yeah,
watch
stab me in the heart.
You went too far.
Stab me in the heart.
Yeah. Now, my footballer, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Sister Sunshine, with God. How you doing? You good? Everything good with you today?
Yes, everything's well. Thank you so much. Okay. I missed you guys.
Yeah, I miss you also. I was like, wow. The caller's been calling in. They was like, no, we want to argue with that lady who was talking those facts. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's going to be that kind of show. It's a Wednesday night, and it's the attic. After doing some serious podcasts about 3 or 4 days in a row, I'm telling y'all, this is like a release to get on here and, how you say, be the best me that I really could be.
That's the mall.
That's the messenger. Nurse Carmen, how you doing this evening, Nurse Carmen?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hold up.
How Carmen always slipping in after the fact? I'm just curious.
No, I've been here since the beginning. Hello.
Yeah. We were just all talking. I didn't hear you.
I didn't say anything, but I was here.
Yeah.
She was laughing.
You know what? You need to be at the next meeting.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be there.
And the first one to check in.
Okay.
Hey, but you know what? As we get this show started, before we get into our main topic, I just wanted to play this and put this out there on Papa John real quick.
You know, Papa John's allegedly said the N-word during a conference call in May. Forbes reported that the call was about how to avoid unflattering public relations incidents. The call took place after John Schnatter faced criticism for saying the NFL anthem protest hurt his company's pizza sales. According to Forbes, after being asked how he would distance himself from racist groups, he allegedly said Colonel Sanders called blacks N-words. He also reportedly mentioned how black people would be dragged from trucks until they died when he was growing up in Indiana. Although Schnatter says he made the comments to show his opposition to racism, some found his statements offensive, and the marketing agency that arranged the call has cut ties with the company. The Hill reports Papa John's has not denied the incident.
Hey, and I hate to jump off with that, but did you hear the shit that he described that he seen growing up in his hometown, but he was putting it out there to show that he wasn't racist? That was just crazy. I happened to run across that, so I wanted to bring that to the table tonight. I guess I was the only one that found his racist ass racist, man. But that's how we get that popping right there. Hey, let's move right into the show tonight.
I'll never eat Papa John's again.
Why?
Because I'm not going to put money into his pocket if that's the way he feel about me.
There you go. Oh, okay. So you talk, all right. To see, again, real quick, and that's how you silence that type of bullshit. I mean, you can march and do all this other shit that we do, but again, real simple. Okay, if you don't care for me or those who look like me, then I don't patronize your business. Because believe it or not, when it's all said and done, that's all this shit come down to, how much money somebody's going to make. Okay.
I just hope the pizza shop on Broadway and Main Street in Patterson don't come up racist. Because they got some good pizza.
You like the pizza? I think their pizza is so nasty.
Look at here. You said now some shit we gonna have to understand. Some shit we just got to understand. If you racist, but you make a mean pizza,
you forgive him?
For a minute.
What you do is you don't go in the store. You order it. You have them
delivered. You order it. Have it delivered.
There you go. I ain't going to y'all, but y'all coming to me.
I ain't going to lie. Starbucks has this new mango drink. And it's so good. I felt so bad going there to get it, but it tastes so good.
Well, hey, but you know what, though? Sometimes we got to draw the line, and sometimes we got to think. I mean, every once in a while you think, look, I've been protesting all week. I'm going to go to Starbucks today. Fuck it. I'm going to go to Starbucks today. I've been good all week. So, again, 6 good days is better than none. Hey, but listen up, everybody. Your boy 45 is at it again. Again, I try so hard. I real damn hard. Not to have a whole lot to say on my man, but he makes it impossible. His new move. Again, first before we talk about his selection to the Supreme Court, first let's talk about how they bullshitted. How they bullshitted that selection from Barack Obama. Let's talk about that first. because he should have been the one making that pick. Yeah, do we agree?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but again,
they said that the reason that they didn't let Obama do it was because they said it was, what was the reason again? Because about an election? They didn't want to
do it.
Why did they deny Obama that?
They didn't want to do it during an election year.
No, they didn't.
They wanted to wait and see who won.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all
they
wanted. They didn't want
to prevent the black man, right? That's what it was.
And are we not in an election year now, coming up in November?
Oh, of course.
Oh, but what's it? He was 45 made, wait a minute, 45 made that crystal clear. The shit that went for everybody else, nah, they wasn't talking about me. They wasn't talking about me. For all that shit that Barack, Clinton, Bush had to do, nah, that's not me. I got some other stuff to do. And he let that be known. And but what's funny, now, his boy that he's trying to slide up in here now, Brett Kavanaugh, again, he's saying shit like, president is above the law. If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he don't care about, I mean, so in other words, his mentality is one that supports Donald Trump's way of action. In fact, I know I got a lot of audio tonight, but I got a little clip here about Judge Kavanaugh. Just bear with me for a second.
Dug into Judge Kavanaugh's record, was going to wait until the president made clear who his pick was going to be. And so now that I know, I've got my team doing digging, and we'll be jumping into it along with the rest of the country. I'm going to be asking for my own sit down with him. I've never met him, so I'm anxious to meet him and to be able to visit with him one-on-one. So there's some work that we all have in front of us, and I'm looking forward to rolling up my sleeves and getting to work.
Not only did Mr. Kavanaugh say that a president should not be subpoenaed, he said a president shouldn't be investigated. Mr. Kavanaugh, is the president above the law? And he went even further and made the incredulous statement that if the president deemed a law to be unconstitutional, he shouldn't follow it. That would be bad if anyone were president. But with Donald Trump, who has shown so little respect for rule of law, for balance of power, for dispersion of power, this is extremely dangerous.
I am concerned about his views of executive power, and I'm concerned that he may well be the deciding vote on issues around the ongoing Mueller investigation.
So I think that's well worth following up. I like what I see. I'm going to do my job.
See, again, and I hate to bore you with that audio, but again, this man coming in saying, I'm going to be a Supreme Court justice, and I'm letting you know, watch this, right now, while Donald Trump is in power, the president don't have to abide by the law. Because I'm sure the next president not going to have that same luxury with him. But what's funny is when I hear those statements, but yet he was part of the council to help impeach Bill Clinton. Yeah, he sure was. But now he's thinking the president is above the law. So already...
Actually, every president constitutionally is above. That's why they impeach and then try. The only person that's ever been tried of that is what's-his-face, and he resigned before they had a chance to impeach him.
Nixon.
Yeah. They've never tried or arrested or convicted a sitting president.
Well,
he's the only one to
he's...
say it out loud constitutionally. He's the only one to say it out loud. But they've never actually done it.
But he's really dangerous, too, because I know they're talking about his views on Roe versus Wade, how he feels about that.
Disgusting. Yes.
And how
he's
talking about...
We're going to put us back on the table
with
a hanger in our lady parts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's really has a lot of people concerned and should, you know, rightfully so, with his views on how he feels about a lot of things.
I'm sorry. We must be on like a little bit 2 to 3 second delay, because Did I just hear Nurse Carmen say, "We'll be back on the table"?
No, it wasn't.
No, it was me.
Carmen.
Sunshine.
Oh,
they're gonna put us
okay.
back on the table. With a, I was gonna say the other thing, but I said our lady.
Okay,
part,
I got
so
you. Okay, all right. I'm
trying
to
be nice,
but I told y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all sound like to me. That, you know,
but I agree with my sister. I agree.
No, she's absolutely right. That's just what it's gonna.
That's what's gonna
go
happen.
Go right
yeah.
back to that. Because it's going to affect all of that.
That's
why
did,
people
yeah.
better, they better run to those voting polls come November. Seriously.
Well, you know what? And again, all of our conversation that we have on this issue, it's always about trying to motivate folks to get out and vote. So a lot of times, our perspective reflects who we really are, or who we are, not who we really are, but who we are. So I don't want people to get sidetracked. I don't want people to get sidetracked with the message, because the message is not Black Panther. The message is about unity. And again, get your ass out to the polls and let's vote, because if silence in this case is worse than anything else that we could possibly imagine. Because you keep messing with 45 and let him get four more years. How you say, Brother Messenger, those four will be forever.
Right.
That's what he's working on.
That's just what he's working on.
But I do notice it's a small movement, but I do notice a little movement from the Republican Republicans now. They're starting to he's pushing them close to the edge. So you know he's on some kind of stuff when he's pushing them to the edge. They're not really doing anything yet. They're just talking softly right now. But before, they wasn't saying anything. Now they're starting to talk a little softly because he's just messing it up, as my man would say, for everybody.
But you also got to
remember, the midterms are coming up. So, of course, their job now is they look like they're playing ball, you know what I'm saying? And their best interest is the country so they can get, you know, elected again.
But
he has everything a mess with our allies, with this NATO stuff that's going on right now. He has everything a mess.
Because that Joker don't care.
No, I'm talking about Congress.
Again,
I'm talking about Trump. And the way he's handling
four,
our allies and everything. Everything's a mess.
And again, if he not okay, some like I said, I like the way he attacks certain issues, but again, I just like it because he, like, I'm going to put it in your face. But he has no substance behind 98.9% of the shit that he does, man. But he just do it. Like I said, North Korea told him, man, you can't come over here bullying us. But I'll tell you, and I know we kind of getting away from the Supreme Court thing, but, North Korea kind of told everybody. We actually didn't agree to be the denuclearized. I mean, we had a conversation, but what you think? He gonna come over here and have a conversation with us, and we just gonna throw our nukes in the garbage? Come on, folks, you gotta know better than that. You gotta know
right.
better.
But again, that's how he handled business. He didn't have anything signed. That's how you met with him. You never have anybody else present. There's never anyone there taking notes or anything. This is how you do business, or him anyway.
But
in
you
the
know
past,
what the people
that's not
do.
How we've done anything, but that's how he does business.
Well, again, I mean, we have some bullshit protocols in place that I appreciate. And again, I appreciate how he just don't give a shit about them. But he just, I mean, again, if he had some kind of substance coming with him when he says, this is not right, we're going to do this. And that makes sense? I mean, he steps out mm-hmm. there. He ain't afraid to challenge new things, but he just has nothing to challenge it with other than some shit that don't nobody he got some shit in his head that don't nobody really, really, really know but him. don't nobody really, really know how to help this Joker, man. Because his final game
plan. You know what
they
call, right?
Yeah.
You know what they're called, right? That stuff he got in his head that only nobody know but him. They're called lies.
Hallucinations.
Yeah, that's what it's called, lies. He said today, he was telling Germany, now he's telling Germany that they got 70% dependence upon Russia for their oil. Come to find out, it's not 70, it's 9. So
wow.
He took 9%.
You never have your facts straight. You never have your facts straight on anything.
Facts?
But
you heard
what
I'm
saying.
Trump
he never
said,
has.
Facts,
I'm saying he never has his information. Right. He never has his information right on anything.
That's the
but
whole
you know
thing.
What?
You heard what
out
he
there.
Said? Was Kellyanne
saying,
Conley
saying.
Said.
All right, yeah. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, baby boy.
No, I'm saying that's the thing. He can put that lie out there, and if only a handful of people believe it, that's all that matters, because he's getting away with it.
Mm-hmm. But what's this?
So
ain't nobody believing it. They just scared the fuck with, the best with him. Ain't nobody
no,
believing
some people
it.
Believe it. Some people believe
yeah,
it.
I mean, yeah. So, well, I said, really, there's a whole lot of people believe it. But
a whole
again,
lot of people
I
believe it.
What they really, really believe is just the racist undertones. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
But I think if you take that out of the mix, even them hillbillies down south, man, wouldn't even mess with Donald Trump. Wouldn't mess with 45. Because, again, he got no substance in anything. And right now, he does. He has a large part of the nation captured on his understanding that racial separation or injustice is okay. So even though, and again, I said this the other night, even though I'm not maybe doing better economically in all cases, but I get to put my views out about how I hate certain groups of people, well, I'll call that even. And a lot of folks, the backwood folks, that's what they're doing. Now, we'll call that even, because he sure let me express my opinion. And my life ain't got no better, but I can tell Darkie I don't like him anymore and be reasonably safe or comfortable that nothing's going to happen to me. Yeah. Okay, that just came up. We were talking about the Supreme Court justice. Hold on. Let me woo-sah. See, sometimes, but sometimes he'll take you there with that. Because, again, he just don't care about nothing. Well, excuse me.
Okay,
he cares,
I have a question.
You know, yes.
Outside of the racial undertones, the racism in this office is hard. The injustice is hard. But does it really matter to you if you interact with them? Or if you have any doing?
No.
I mean, I can care less if I actually, you know.
No, not
other
not
than
at all.
How are you doing? Or...
Well, again, that's 100% correct, because for what he does as a president, I could give a shit about that. What I really should be caring about is what my mayor and my governor and my senator doing, because that's the shit that really,
that's
really,
really affecting me. Yeah.
Yeah, got the direct effect on me. So you're right. But he's just doing such wild and crazy shit that it's just fun topic of conversation. But again, with all the shit that he got going on, I mean, again, from minorities' perspective or from the world perspective right now,
well,
he's still got a massive.
But it is hurting us. It is hurting us globally,
yeah.
Like internationally.
Yeah.
It is hurting us
internationally.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, it's hurting us here because of the fact. Just think about it. And we'll go right back to the Supreme Court. If he puts that person on, back to the hangars. So that's gonna. I mean, thank God. I don't think it's going to affect anybody on this call right here, but think about the other people that's got to get the hangers. That's going to affect them because they won't be able. They won't be able to. Not only that,
well, that's why you have to. Like you said, you have to go to your. That's why he said you have to do your thing on your local level.
On local, yeah.
But the local, yeah, right. But what I'm saying is the way the local level was set up, right? But what he's doing is going to affect the. Yeah, it becomes federal, and once the federal dollars stop, that stops stuff locally.
Hey,
mm-hmm. Right. Well,
so,
and again,
so
that's why you got to get out there in November and vote, and make sure you have to do what we have to do to make sure we can take the Senate and Congress over. Because until we can really do something with that, we're kind of screwed right now with Republicans running both houses.
Actually, I think the word is fucked.
I was trying to be a lady.
But you know what, though? I gotta interrupt for 1 second. Sister Sunshine, I just want you to know, I think that tonight You just replaced the word abortion with getting a hanger.
Lady parts. Hanger. Oh, hanger.
Yeah.
Many women died back in the 50s and the 60s.
Right.
And they were white
in
women.
In the bathroom hanger. In the room getting the hanger.
Infections,
right.
Who couldn't have children later on.
That's
the ones
right.
Who survived couldn't have children later on in life.
Yeah, you're right.
And they were white women.
And
you didn't have any money to do that.
Those are the same people that are voting right now for this man.
Yep. I forgot them laying on somebody's table in the backwoods or somebody's alley somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody's dirty basement.
We're going to call it get in the hanger. Get in the hanger.
Yeah.
Get in the hanger. She said, yo, no, you're going to get the hanger. They said, you're going to get the hanger.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. It was horrible.
I know, and
I believe that was one of Trump's main things on his list. He wanted to appoint somebody that was going to. The first thing on their list was to reverse that Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, they've been trying to get rid of that ever since they implemented. And if he does that, he will be considered a god. Forget what else he ain't got to build no wall.
But watch this.
He would be considered a god.
He secretly did. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What, with that wall?
No, they already secretly did affirmative action from the universities. With all this noise he's making, they're taking away everything. And everybody's paying attention to what the hell he's tweeting.
Again, that's that. How we call
they'll
it?
They'll find
how
it out. When they go to renew their health insurance, they'll see. They'll see the difference.
Yep.
See, right now, a lot of their health insurances are not being renewed yet. But when they go to renew and they see a lot of stuff they used to have, they don't have anymore.
They'll feel it then.
Hey, abracadabra, watch my hands over here. Just keep watching
over
me
here,
tweet.
Yeah.
Watch me tweet. Watch me call No Career Rocket Man. Hey, go ahead and sign that rule. Sign that law of separation. Put that in effect. Hey, watch me go over here and do this. He putting up big, magic, spectacular events that he know the simplistic mind of this nation going to follow while he do his dirt undercover. Well, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's not even him doing that dirt. Somebody else is doing that dirt because he's
behind him.
He can't focus on that many things at one time. So his job is you just keep shit going so people can follow you. This show, the world is your stage right now.
Right.
And let us do what we got to do.
And think about this. Every department head that he got was opposed to the department that they're in charge of. Betsy, was in charge of education. She wasn't for education. The guy that they just got rid of, he had like 13 different cases against the EPA department. Now he was in charge of it. So that's how he created chaos. What does Ben Carson know about HUD? Just because he's black, he know about HUD? He's in charge of HUD.
I know every time some money gets spent that wasn't properly spent, I know that nigga will blame it on his wife, man. I'm sorry.
Didn't she buy a $30,000 dining room set or something like that?
But I'm just saying.
For the office.
It was born in his department.
Oh, it's for the office or something? Or some kind of furniture or something?
Some kind of ridiculous amount
of furniture?
What I'm saying, though, he got on TV and said, my wife did that. Well, come on, man. You just going to throw her under the table like that?
It worked because they left her alone. You ain't heard no more about Ben Carson, so it worked. Trump got so much stuff going on that you can't pay attention to it all.
When he got home, I would have ripped him.
But watch this. Now, he done told you during the campaign that he really not to be fucked with now. Ben Carson put out this. What was it? He cut his cousin or something. Remember Ben Carson?
Oh, wow.
No.
He had a homicide or some shit. He was a stone. He was a killer who went to medical school.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, something with a belt buckle or something like that. He got into a fight or something, right?
I remember something like that.
So with him and wife, he got home that night. She looked at him like, Ben. He looked at
his
kid.
He said, all right now.
Yeah, all right. You know me.
She said, I'm just saying, you ain't have to do it like that.
She went home and said, okay, night night.
Hey, you want some water? You want some warm milk with them cookies, man? Because I ain't giving you no problem.
Yeah, right?
Hey, you know what? Again, while we transition from Man 4-5, again, just to some different 4-5 activity, what do you got going on in the FBI this week? They tell me.
There's another nominee.
Another nominee?
They're trying to nominate somebody else to the not the FBI. That's the leader of the Criminal Justice Department. There's another nominee for that.
Hey, but you know what? Watch this. He's spending all 4 years of his presidency pretty much robbing this nation and putting people in place that's going to ensure that when he get caught, he gonna be all right. Here's the deal. If that man came to me and said, "Look, Ken, I gotta put some money in the pot. Hey, look, H2H, I'm gonna make you a Supreme Court justice. But listen, when it come up to voting on me, you gotta vote in my favor. Who gonna say no to that? I mean, again, watch this. Who amongst thee has that much honor and credit? Not a lot.
Not us, says the cat. That's a lifetime job. You can't ever get fired from that job. I'd be like,
I got you,
boo.
That's what I'm saying. So when he make them offers again, because this is some gangster shit. This ain't nothing about right and wrong. This is some straight gangster shit that we involved in right now. So when he make that offer to Kavanaugh, how can he say no to that?
But that guy, he's nominating for the leader of that criminal division of Justice Department. That gentleman, he never even tried any kind of case or anything. And they're putting him the leader of that criminal Justice Department.
That's the same as with Pure and the rest of them. You don't have to know anything about the job. You don't have to know anything. Here's what I want you to do. You do this, and we good. I don't care what you know. It don't even matter. This guy, he's going to be in charge of all the district attorneys, and he's never filed a lawsuit. He's never tried a case. He's never filed a motion. He's never done anything.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Never filed a motion. Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be in charge of it. And not only that, but he also has the power. When they get rid of Rodenstein, the guy in charge under Beauregard, when they get rid of him, that guy becomes in charge. And so then he gets to tell Mueller, you know what, go sit down somewhere. Mm-hmm. Right before our very eyes. This is what he's doing. And it's just crazy because people are staying tuned to Fox TV. And do you know people on Fox TV do not believe Donald Trump did anything wrong? There are people that listen to Fox News and believe he hasn't done anything wrong. Even though everything that they accuse him of, somehow or another, okay, it was true, but they still don't believe he did anything wrong.
Donald Trump said, Fox News, that's my news.
That's
what it is. If I say I didn't do it, I didn't do it. And that's what you report. And tell me, didn't they get behind him? Now, again, it's some bullshit, but tell me, ain't they supporting that bullshit? And they've got a mass media to help get that word out. And, again, that's why they keep Donald Trump supporters. Because I watch Fox News. Now, I got to tell you, I only watch Fox News because I want to hear the bullshit side of whatever I'm reading or investigating. I do not watch Fox News hoping to be educated on anything other than Republicans that watch Fox News don't give a shit about nobody, but the president is never wrong. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but that's what I watch Fox News for.
Yeah, it's like another world. When you hear the stuff that they report on, it's like a completely different.
The Republican president is never wrong. I'm sorry, the Republican president. Because again, if you're a Republican, now Donald Trump taking them niggas deeper in the water than they ever went. You know, he's moving them to the new levels of shit. But they always gonna support the Republican president no matter what. But Donald Trump giving them some whole new shit that, well, we gotta do that too. Yeah, Donald Trump taking them deeper in that water, but they always gonna support the Republican president. Watch this, and not covertly. I mean, not they want that. They want you to know. I understand. When I watch Fox News, again, I watch Fox News just to see how people who don't give a shit about anybody else think, and then I go to CNN and get my real news.
But this latest nominee, for this, like I said, for this leader of the criminal division, Justice Department, he shouldn't even really be able to be a nominee because I believe he worked for the Russian bank, so he shouldn't even be a nominee. So this is really some gangster stuff right here. He worked for that Russian bank.
Hey, they go off. Watch it. They go off a. They're going to offer somebody enough money, and when somebody, because I'm not saying anybody in particular, and when somebody leave office, they're going to be a quadrillionaire, and we going to be fucked. That's how that's going to go. I'm going to have enough money that I could probably colonize on the moon. That's the kind of money he going to leave with. But as far as us, I don't think that's really important. And I got to say this, and not in so much support of him, but I don't really think that he's doing this intentionally. He is, from my understanding, he is sorry-ass businessman to begin with. He just know how to play his mouth to get people to back his bullshit, but his bullshit never pans out. Watch this. Right up until now, because, you know, if you've been backing his bullshit all this time, now he the president. Yeah, I think that's what you call panning out like a mug, yeah. But again, he ain't a quality businessman, so the decisions that he make are the same silly type of decisions he made while he was in business, and that didn't work out, and it ain't working out for us now. So again, I don't think that he's intentionally just doing shit to mess thing up. He just don't know no better, man. And that don't mean he get a pass either, by no means. I'm just trying to understand some of the shit that we have to go through right now. But again, if he makes sorry business decisions, he'll make sorry other decisions. And again, these aren't, these aren't my words. Why you think, again, allegedly he had to go to Russia to get money anyway? Because he played all his cards here in the U.S. But if I'm a businessman and I need money, and Russia's the only one that's going to give me that money, well, again, I'm sure when he first started borrowing that money, him being president was probably nowhere in his thought process. But now that you've done business with Russia, again, they got a right to call in favors. Damn, screw that. You was broke. We gave you, what's it? We gave you millions. Yeah, we got a right to call in favors, man. And you go, and again, if you know who you're dealing with, so when we call in a favor, just give it to us. But how are he going to nominate somebody from the Justice Department that worked for Russia before? Again, if he gets that nomination through,
No, you got to. Here's the whole thing about that. What happened was the bank that was funneling money and using the money to help Trump win, it was a Russian bank. And the FBI got wind of this bank. And this guy that they're in the Justice Department now, he was on Trump's committee, his presidential committee. And so he left the committee, went to the bank, hid all the work so the FBI couldn't get to it, and now they're going to promote him to the Justice Department.
So then you know he can't be fair and impartial with this if he were nominated, if he became the leader of that. There's no way he could be fair. There's no way.
He know, and he ain't trying to be. It's up to the senator to decide. But they don't believe him.
He's Trump personal.
Right.
That's what it is. That's what I need. Again, we're going to get some – we're going to change this. We're going to change the landscape a little bit, y'all. Everybody here jumps when I say jump. Yeah, that's how he. And again, but if he, let me tell you something also.
Then the Democrats need to do everything possible to make sure that that does not happen. If he becomes the leader of that, then I totally blame the Democrats for that. They need to make sure that does not happen.
What's it?
They don't have any power.
No.
But they don't. What's it? Again, if nothing else, 45 is letting you know you don't need all that power right now. Again, start opening your mouth. Start doing some shit.
But I was going to say, power is just it's a law thing. It doesn't have anything to do with power. That is, to me, he has to recruit. He can't. There has to be some kind of law where he cannot be nominated for that and accept that based on what he just did. There's no way he can take that.
The thing is, there is no law. What it is all before Trump came into office, a lot of stuff was done pretty much on the honor system. As the president of the United States, you're above a lot of this stuff. So we didn't have to make it law because any old poop-up just couldn't be the president. But Donald Trump got in there, and since none of this stuff is law, he's doing whatever he wants.
He could do,
And
he would still have to recuse himself, Ronnie, because a lot of that bank is a part of Mueller's investigation.
Most people would, but who would recuse himself?
That's right. The only one that did it was Sessions because he's a little dumb hick, and he did it because he didn't want to. I got other stuff I got to do.
I got to go take
voting rights away from the niggas down there in Alabama. So that's why Trump, Sessions did it. But the rest of them, why do I have to recuse myself? The only reason I would really make me do it if the president got on my butt. But the president ain't going to get on my butt.
That's right.
The president mad at Sessions because he recused himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sessions called himself following the rules and regulations and stuff, and that's why he did it. And the president mad at him. First chance he get, he going to get rid of him. So the things that you're saying, it seems like it should be a law, but because white people was in charge for so long, they didn't have to make things law.
When you're going for anything or applying for something, the first thing they want to know is if there's a conflict of interest, if you will. So those things are indicated on forms or whatever if you're applying for something, if there's a conflict of interest. So clearly there is.
Uh-huh.
So there's a conflict of interest there.
Right.
So based on that alone, I get what you're saying. I understand that they're not in power. They don't have the majority. But just like the way how the Republicans always blocked and held everything up and gave Obama all these issues and problems, the Democrats can do that too. And don't forget, at the end of the day, you got the American people. Because Trump only got that 1% or his 3% core base. You got the people.
That's what I'm saying.
You got the people.
The people
got to start standing up and doing something now.
Okay.
Because, see, now this is getting really, really crazy.
But see what you
it's
just
really
did,
crazy
though. You switched it from the Democrats to the people.
What I'm saying is the Democrats have to light a fire under the people. Because it's going to take them. It's got to start with them. They got to get up and do something. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
They're still playing about losing their job, too.
Yeah.
You ain't going to have no job messing with these Republicans. You're not going to have a job.
No,
and
you're
that's
not.
What they're scared about, too.
Well, and you've got the old Bernie. Bernie ain't sitting down on nobody.
They need to have more commercials. They need to be knocking on doors. They need to be holding rallies. Do whatever you got to do.
Get the message out there.
A lot of people don't even know about this investigation with Mueller. They don't really know the whole ins and outs of what that's about. The American people. A lot of them don't really know.
That's only, beca- That's because they only watch Fox News. Now, somebody, now the American people got to bring their head out the sand for a minute now. You got to know something. You know what I mean?
And what I'm saying is you have
to,
each one has to teach one. And, I mean, do whatever you got to do. I mean, united we stand and divided we're going to fall. You got to do what you got to do. But you got to do something.
Right,
don't talk about it. Be about it.
All right, sister.
I'm going to send you some flyers tomorrow so you can be out on the corner there.
Listen, I do what I got to do. Because like I said, anybody that don't know, I'll let you know. Because it's crazy. And especially with this latest Supreme, with this judge thing, that's serious. Folks don't realize if he gets in office, it's getting ready to go down. That's serious right there. All jokes aside, that's serious. Mm.
No more perm in my hair. I'm putting my fist in the air.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we're getting ready to take 20 steps backwards with this guy. Seriously. Like, that's all jokes aside. It's getting ready to get real in these streets.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what we don't realize is we've already taken, like, 15 back already. But old Jeffrey Beauregard, that man is doing some stuff. Jeff Sessions, he is the justice. He's in charge of the justice. He's taking away voting rights. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He's the one who started the separation of the kids down at the what's called with the no tolerance down at the border. He's the one separating families.
At the border, they're doing that at my bus stations. They're stopping people at the bus stations here and asking them for their identification and proof of who they are.
Excuse
me 1 second, Cass. Let me get in here with a quick segue. Since we segued into the kids and taking people to the bus station, just a quick recap. I got to go with a quick recap. 45. He goes, looks on the books, and finds out where we can apply our immigration laws a little differently. So what does he do? He starts publicly or in greater numbers separating kids from their parents. Then he comes back. After he got this shit started, he come back now and say, well, you know what? We're going to sign into law, but we're not going to do that. We're going to still prosecute, but we're not going to do that. And then after the American people heard that message, he came back and he's calling, and they're still not uniting all those kids yet. And one of the reasons is
they don't know where they at.
They don't know where they are.
Where they at?
Yeah. Can you imagine coming across the border?
Well, yesterday was the deadline for the kinder age kids, right? The kids 5 and under. That was yesterday's deadline for them.
Yep. He said to tell them to stop coming.
How do you come
across
the border? How do you come across the border in Texas and then we lock you up in Texas, but we fly your kids to Chicago? What's that all about? And so because they're supposed to stop the breaking up of families, you know what their solution is? Their solution is, okay, then we'll lock the whole damn family up. We'll keep them all locked up. And Trump's answer to it is, well, if you don't like it, stop coming across the border. That's
but
the
you know what?
The United
all,
States is.
But you know what? Oh, no disrespect to my illegal brethren. Nobody's rallying and calling Congress when they arrest my brown brother or sister and separate their children.
Uh-oh. Watch out now.
You're right.
So true. But you know what,
you're
though?
Right.
And again, that goes to show, the nature of black people in America, man. Again, you could do us wrong for a long damn time, but if you look us in our eyes and tell us you're sorry, damn it, we'll
be
forgive
sorry.
You, man.
Yeah.
We'll forgive you.
And we'll be protesting with you for doing it. Yep.
Huh?
To the best of my knowledge, they ain't even telling us they're sorry. To the best
they're
of my
not.
Knowledge. I ain't heard, no, I ain't heard nobody say I'm sorry.
But as a people, that's just how we're, again, and I don't care what, we may not benefit from that innate feature right now, but that's got to be a quality feature. I mean, you, because again, as a people, I don't
a
get
quality
me wrong.
Feature is
It's not a quality feature. It's because we've been hooked on that thing that they call the Bible, and we're so busy trying to forgive people all the time for stuff that are unforgivable.
That they need to
ask. So this is our problem, huh?
What you said? We need to stay mad.
Yeah,
we need to stay mad all the time.
We need to stay
all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I said, but I was just going to say, I'm not a firm, I'm not with anybody should die for stupid shit that they do. But an ass whooping, I think a lot of times it can be called for. I think if a person got enough get right early in their life, they wouldn't be doing some of the stupid shit they did if they became president. I'm just saying. Yeah.
But I'll agree with that.
Yeah, but it's so funny because even now when they talk to the folks from the administration about training and what are you doing in line with separating the kids, are the people who are doing the separating, are they being trained? And it's just funny because even Trump's administration personnel can't even answer those questions. And when I say can't answer,
they don't have
answer.
A clue. They don't have a clue on. They have no plan. They have no plan on any of this. None. They just go.
Yeah.
They putting it together as they go along.
That's just what they're doing. But
you
know what?
See, they're not even putting it together. They're just going along. They ain't putting nothing together. They got no rhyme or reason for nothing that
they're just
doing
it.
Nothing. They just make up stuff as they go. They're not putting things together. They're just making up stuff as they go along. It's part of the tariff. I know I'm jumping, but part of the tariff, the president really doesn't have the authority to put a tariff on another country. The only way he can put a tariff on another country if he says it's a threat to the United States. Do you know he says that Canada is a threat to the United States? And that's how he was able to that's how he's able to put a tariff on them. So all of that, once again, that honor system that you were supposed to have as being a president, Trump threw all of that out the window. If it ain't a law written down somewhere, I ain't got to abide by it. I don't have to abide by it. Why? Because I'm the president, damn it. And these other people, the Republicans, are falling in line. Well, he is the president. But even though they know these things are wrong, he is the president. That's why the moment, if he gets out, all of this stuff is going to be in writing. These will be laws now. You can't do these things. If they ever get him out, that's what's going to happen. They're going to change all of that stuff because, as Public Enemy would say, because fear of a black planet. That's what it is. They're afraid. We got to put some rules in here now because if a black man ever get back in here again, we going to have hell to pay. So let's set this up right now.
Yeah, like I've always been telling folks, you've seen probably the best that we as black America are willing to offer you as a president in Brother Barack Hussein Obama. The next motherfucker, the next black person that get up in that office. Oh, how my man said a 40-year-old version. Oh, y'all want to see nigga? Okay, nigga here now. Yeah, the next black president that come up in there, again, he going to take Donald Trump's playbook, and we going to flip that around a little bit. That's what I believe. Come on, Corey.
But you're going to have a whole different outcome. You're going to see a totally different outcome. Watch.
Oh, no doubt. Now the same thing that it's okay, you watch. Now it's treason. You want to see the other side of this.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The Republicans are going to lose their mind. It's going to be a totally different outcome.
They're going to start making laws. You watch. As Trump gets, if the time comes that it's time for him to get out, I guarantee you, slowly but surely, you'll see law by law that all that crazy stuff that Trump is doing, there will be laws that the president can't do it anymore. But technically, truth be told, right now, if Congress was to stick together, they could stop all of this stuff. Congress has the power to stop this stuff, but they won't do it.
Why? Because they're afraid that they're going to lose their job. And I understand that. Nobody don't want to lose their job. Can I get an amen? Amen three times.
Amen.
Right. Nobody don't want to lose their
job. And they're getting rich.
Be...
And a lot of them are getting rich off
getting
of this,
very
too.
Rich. Yeah.
Getting, they got
a lot of them are getting rich off
no,
a lot of things that he's
right.
doing.
They're not getting rich. They're getting richer.
Richer.
Me personally, right. I would like to see some shit like, you can't keep your ass in Congress more than 8 years. Go get a job. Go do some other shit. Let somebody, because again, when you stay in positions 20, 30 years, I'm sorry, you become callous to what the hell is really going on around
right.
you. You do.
That's
because
right.
your whole
yeah.
lifestyle is different now. I say 8 years, and then you move your ass along too.
And you,
we,
and
if,
like,
if
you're
if
right,
we
you get, and you just don't
limit.
Care about the people. And to me, you really just don't, like you said, you just don't care about the people. To me, that whole drive, that for the people and by the people, you don't have that same attitude anymore. You just don't.
No, but well, and plus, you got to look at this also. 3/4 of the Republicans, when they run for office, nobody run against them.
They're unopposed.
Them.
Yeah.
Right. They just got the job. And so they don't
mm-hmm.
really have to answer to anybody because yeah, who else am I vote for? This is the only person on the ballot. Come my next 4 years, ain't nobody challenging me. I'm still in there. And this is why they can do what they want to do. It's only
well,
the Democrats that battle each other. The Republicans don't battle themselves.
We all got away from the whole concept of being for the people. I remember there was a time when you voted politicians in because they were your voice. Now when you get elected into Congress or the House, you look at that as that's your birthright now. And you're not, even though you are elected to represent me, if representing me means you may lose friends, you won't represent me. So again, the whole concept of being for the people, sending elected representatives forward to represent our interests, we are so far from removed from that. It is all now like a goddamn a popularity contest. And this
That's
is why
is.
Them sorry-ass politicians can stay in office for life because we get used to their name.
That's right, just...
I don't know
just
you.
Think about
but
it.
Again,
you've got white people in there that's been in Congress for 50 years. 50 years you've been in Congress, man. You don't even know how to work a computer. But you're still dictating the laws and stuff of the land, and you don't even, they're still walking, they don't even have flip phones. They've got those big backpacks for phones. They don't know. You know what I mean? How can you set the law when you? This is why Facebook was able to run circles around them because they don't have a clue about that.
Hey, whoa! Time got away from us. Listen, Cass, we have come down to a minute 30 seconds left to go. Hey, let's get our goodbyes in tonight. Hey, I got a caller here 973. Talk to me.
Just listening in right here.
What's going on, big brother? How you feeling today?
This is Brother Al. Just call in and just listening. I'm feeling good today. How's everybody doing over here?
Yeah, good.
How's it going, my brother?
I'm doing well. I was just listening to some of the comments that Brother Ronnie was saying. Makes a good point when he says that about you can't vote for people when they're already like in the system and they're there for life. I mean, because they pick and choose who they want to put into position. There's no voting.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. There's no voting left anymore. I mean, you're almost like you're chosen. I don't know if everyone's aware of that last Supreme Court appointee that he just picked. He was the same one that was in office when they wanted to impeach
Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
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 Yeah.
So that's saying right there, he's already putting in place. And now this same individual is saying there's no way you should even be going after a president. How funny is that? That now he's saying it. Now that he's in there and he's really one of Trump's friends. I mean, so he's coming in making rules that are going to be set up for years to come. That is
exactly.
Scary.
Hey, everybody, again, we have run out of time. We got to quickly say goodnight. Hey, Brother Al, I really always appreciate hanging out with you, Brother Drill Sergeant. But everybody
no
have
problem.
A nice evening, and we got to sign off. Good night.
All right.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And remember, if Kenny Hodge isn't on your podcast, then
your podcast
just isn't on.
That's that old school Frankie, baby. Hey, good night, everybody.
That's it.
Good night.